Lord, we pray for your word now that you'll speak through me, to me and everyone who's listening, Lord, to the youngest, to the oldest. Give us attentive ears, humble hearts, Lord, to hear what you have to say, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So it's Easter, and this time of the year, children, what do you associate with Easter? What do you see in the shops? What are you going to eat probably later on? Yes. Easter eggs. Yes. What else do you associate sometimes? Some fluffy things. Yes. What was that? What fluffy animals do we see in the shops? Yes. Rabbits, yes. Now, I've got to be completely honest with you. I have no idea why we celebrate rabbits and eggs. I've tried to look in here for a lop-eared rabbit or a Cadbury's cream egg, but I can't find it. But hey-ho, it's the time of the year, and if you like your chocolate, enjoy. If I was going to create a new sort of symbol, other than the cross, for this time of the year, any ideas what it would be? Any ideas? Not a bacon sandwich, although I'm quite peckish now. Sophie? Sorry? Money? A bunny? No, no, not bunnies. They're not very tasty, no. Any other symbols associated with Easter? Hearts? That's a very good answer. Not. It's right. It's good, but it's not right, sorry. Yes? Chocolate bunny likes chocolate, this one. Not chocolate bunny, no. I'll give you one more guess. What symbol represents Easter other than the cross? It's a bit left field, but yes. Sorry? Empty tomb, that's very good, but it's not quite right. Last one.
Party.
A party, that's almost right. A palm leaf. Ooh, what's this?
Medal.
Why a medal? No, it's not made out of chocolate. It's not made out of chocolate. I'm going to tell you. Who likes watching sport? Who likes doing sport? Good. I'm not in a race this morning, so put your hands down. I can see them itching. Yeah, all right. I used to love watching the Olympics. I still do. I'm a bit of a competitive soul. So I love all these sort of sports. And I used to do sports at school. And if I didn't win, I used to get a bit of a billy lip. And you see it when these big, great sportsmen, don't you? Roger Federer versus Nadal. These big, heavyweight sportsmen. They're thrashing it out. And there has to be one winner. And us being Brits always root for the underdogs and sort of a bit sorry, but there's only one winner. And you see it probably more than ever in the Olympics when there's these little podiums and the third person pretends he's quite happy with his bronze and the silver person, oh yeah, quite happy. But the gold, he's there or she's there standing with his gold medal in this little sort of square. No one's getting on it other than me. But I would say to you today, that you might not be an Olympic sprinter or swimmer or the best tennis player in the world, but we're all winners. Amen? Can you imagine this big square room? It's a podium. And you could all stand up it and say, I'm a winner. Stand up, please. And say, I am a winner.
I am a winner.
Please be seated. Now, you might be thinking, why am I a winner? I didn't race my spouse to church today, I didn't get dressed before the kids today. Why am I a winner? But the Bible says we had the victory in Jesus. Amen? Ryan read out a piece of scripture, and I like it when God does this. He confirms. It's the very same piece of scripture I'm going to read today. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50. You're listening, winners. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we'll be changed in a flash, in a twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we'll be changed. For the imperishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then saying that it is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour is not in vain. He gives us victory through Jesus Christ. Victory over sin. Victory over death. Amen. And I love this piece of scripture in Deuteronomy 20 verse 1. When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots, an army greater than yours, do not be afraid. Because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you. When you go out to battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, "Hear Israel, today you're going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified. For the Lord your God is with the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." To give you victory. Amen. Every day is a battle, isn't it, when we're on this earth? We wrestle with principalities, which we can't see, but there's a spiritual world out there. But praise God, we serve on the winning side. Amen. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, He conquered sin. And what Pastor Samson said a few weeks ago just still is resonating with me. In Romans 8:11, if the spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit which raised Jesus from the dead, if you're a believer in Jesus, He dwells in you. Wow. I hope you're getting that. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through His spirit who dwells in you. Jesus dwells in you. Isn't that cool? Jesus dwells in you. And one more important verse. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Skip a few verses. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. So, we've got victory in Jesus. We are more than conquerors. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ is dwelling in us. That's a pretty, pretty good footing for a battle, isn't it? You see these athletes in the news, these Russians and I'm sure there's other nationalities, they're taking illegal drugs to make them faster, try and win the race. Praise God, we don't have to do anything like that. We've got the Lord Jesus Christ indwelling in us. He's conquered sin on the cross. He's given us the victory. Amen. Amen. So what battles may you face? Children, how long was Jesus in the desert? Yes. 40 days, well done. Now was it a nice 40 days? Was he chilling out and just enjoying the sunshine? No. Who was on his back? Yes. The devil. Those 40 days, the devil was trying to rob him, destroy him, tempt him. When he was hungry, have some food. Jesus must have known the important sacrifice he was going to do on the cross. Satan tried to tempt him. Just submit unto me. You have the whole world. You don't have to do that on the cross. Sometimes we may be in the desert alone, tempted. But praise God, if you're a Christian, you believe in Jesus, He'll give you the victory to overcome trials and temptations. Amen? Next time you're being tempted, because we all get tempted, say, get behind me, Jesus. I'm a winner. Get behind me, Satan. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. I'm glad you're listening this half of the church. This one wasn't. Get behind me, Satan. I am a winner. I am a winner because I serve Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we face giants, children. Which man or young man faced the most famous giant? What was the young man's name? David. And what was the name of the giant? Yes? Jesse? Goliath. Well done. Sometimes we face giants in our life. Might not be literally big, huge men, or it might be. We face big situations in the work, at home, at school, about jobs. But when David marched up to that Philistine, he said, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give to the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines, to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with a sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into your hands." The battle is the Lord's. If we serve Jesus Christ, the Lord's going to take the battle for us. We don't have to face the giants on our own. David had to face that giant. God didn't take the giant out. He could have done, but he had to face him. Sometimes we may be persecuted. There's churches all around the world being persecuted today. We're to pray for them. Not necessarily pray the persecution stops, but we can pray that, but pray they become overcomers, that they remain victors in Jesus Christ. The Lord says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted. But rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." They persecuted Jesus more than anyone on this earth's experience. When he was on that cross, he was persecuted. But he was a winner and a victor. Amen? When the enemy is on your tail, you're a victor in Jesus. Just like it's the Israelites running away from that army. Against that sea of water, the soldiers behind their back. Moses leant on his God, and the sea was parted, and God made a path amongst adversity. When you're feeling outnumbered, you're still a winner. Sometimes you may feel a bit outnumbered, a bit lonely, but you're still a winner. Still love this verse. Gideon, go and fight the Midianites. He started off with an army of 32,000 people. Is that quite a lot of people? 32,000 people. And his army in front of him was about 135,000. That's not an even fight in my book. God said, no. Your army is too big. Skinny it down. His army was whittled down to 300. That's less than 1%. My maths isn't that great, but I think it's 0.02%, something like that. Some mathematician will correct me. But it's not very a lot, is it? 300 against an army of 100 odd thousand people. God had the victory in that battle. Amen? When you're captive in sin, Jesus conquered sin once and for all. He came to set the captives free. Amen? He came to set you all free. The sin which you've been struggling with in the flesh, you no longer have to be captive to. On Friday, as we came around the Lord's table, I encourage you to write in a piece of paper any sin which God hasn't quite dealt with in your life, or you haven't allowed God to deal with in your life, through the Holy Spirit. When Jesus hung on the cross and he was resurrected, he conquered sin once and for all. It no longer can have a grip on you if you allow the Holy Spirit to live through you. If you allow him to live through you, you can overcome the temptations of the flesh. Amen. We're now going to make a powerful statement. If you haven't written down and God's put it in your heart, or you've been struggling with sin in your life and you're thinking, God, I need to get this out of my life, grab a card, write it down, stick it on that cross. Don't be embarrassed, because in a moment we're going to rip those envelopes up and throw them in the bin and say, that's it. And once you've done that, it's then a step of faith and say, God, I'm a new creation. I'm going to walk in this victory because I am a winner. I am a winner. Amen? So in a moment, we're going to throw those in the bin. In the meantime, if you want to just, don't be embarrassed, just grab a pen and a card and write whatever's down on your heart. No one's going to look. Sometimes when you're feeling lost, Jesus says he's a great shepherd, a good shepherd. He's not going to abandon his sheep. When you're maybe feeling lost and lonely, you are still a winner in Jesus Christ. Amen? When you're feeling abandoned, Jesus was in that garden, abandoned. When he was praying, his disciples kept falling asleep. He felt alone, but he was still a winner. He was still a winner. When you have fears and anxieties, you are still a winner in Jesus Christ. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Whom shall you be afraid of? The Lord Jesus is your King. You serve the winning King. You are a victor. If you have fears, cast them onto Jesus. He'll give you victory. Amen? When you're feeling weak and weary, you are still a victor in Jesus Christ. Amen? Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you're weak and weary, as Jesus was in that desert, the devil's trying to get on your ear and say, give up. You're not a winner. Rebuke him and say, I'm a winner. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. When we face trials, we read in James, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he'll receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Whoa. Crown of life. That is amazing, isn't it? Crown of life. What's my favourite verse in the Bible? Who's been listening to me the last few weeks? Come on, Francis, help me out here. I'll remind you. And I'm not just saying it. I like Psalm 100. But I've said this before, and I'm going to drill it into you, because my dad over there, who's in this church, drilled it into me. And as someone is entrusted to be a spiritual oversight of this church, however long God chooses, I'm going to drill this verse into you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That means you're a winner. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can face the giants. Amen? I can face the temptations and not give in. I can face the loneliness. I can face sometimes being weary. I can face sometimes being ill health. Because I know God has got the power to bring healing. Or endurance. Sustain. Amen. I can do all things. But that massive giant is in front of you. How am I going to do that, God? You've told me to take that step of faith. He will give you the power to overcome. Because you are a winner in Jesus Christ. Corinthians 9:24-27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating in the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it a slave so that after I preach to others, I myself will be disqualified for the prize. Sorry. Our goal is an imperishable crown. Amen? An eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the Lord can judge at that time to give that crown. What I'm saying to you today is, don't wait for then to be a winner. You're a winner now. You're a winner now. You just have to choose to run like a winner by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You are a winner in Jesus Christ. The devil wants to rob and destroy the church today, the church as a whole. He wants people to think they cannot do it. He wants the people to be walking in fear. You need to turn the telly on. There's fear, 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 fear. Yes, there's legitimate things the world's concerned about. You look at North Korea, you look at Syria. These things are serious and we have to pray into it. But when you pray into it, we need to have the confidence that the Lord is sovereign. The Lord is sovereign. I mentioned last week or the week before, our time on the earth is a vapor. And I referenced the Italian lady, who's the oldest person in the world. Yesterday, she went into eternity. Who knows where she is? Time is a vapor. 117 years is a vapor when you compare it to eternity. Eternity. So church, as we continue on our walk, this pilgrimage in this earth, set yourselves on that goal, but make sure you remind yourself daily that you're a winner in Jesus Christ. Amen? You're a winner in Jesus Christ. So, these areas, which you've all sort of said are staining your heart, the devil wants them to be ever present in your heart because sin grows like a cancer. And there's only one road it leads to, is death and destruction. Amen? The word says, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Whatever's been maybe leading you down the path of sin, die to self. Pick up your own cross. The word says, don't be yoked with unbelievers. If you're hanging around people and they're leading you to sin all the time, make a sacrifice to who you're hanging around with. Maybe you're watching things which you know aren't godly. They're causing you to think sinful thoughts, do sinful things. No longer watch them. Get rid of them. The Lord wants us to be righteous as Him. He wants us to be a mirror to reflect His glory. Amen. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. These sins no longer need to be staining you, needing to be a hindrance in your walk with Jesus Christ. The Lord God is indwelling in you. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you think the Lord Jesus is pleased if we actively sin? It says it grieves Him. But praise God, we have a forgiving, gracious God. If you slip up and sin, get on your knees and repent straight away. God, I've slipped up. And then do not let the devil condemn you and rob you and destroy you. Tell him, I am a new creation in Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you. You have the victory. Father God, we just thank you that you're the King of Kings. Lord, I pray, Lord, that this great news, which we've been reminded of today, Lord, that we'll have it at the end of our tongues, that this coming year, Lord Jesus, we'll have the boldness to tell this community, Lord, of the amazing work you did on the cross, Lord Jesus. That they no longer have to be captives. They can be set free and become winners in Jesus Christ. So, Father God, I pray for an equipping of this church, a stirring of this church, to go and make disciples, to win the lost, Lord, to boldly make your name known amongst the lost, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, we even pray for testimonies next Sunday, Lord Jesus,
for this very week where you may have given us opportunities to tell the lost, to share your wonderful work, Lord Jesus. Equip us, stir us, Lord Jesus. Be with us, protect us. Father Lot, we thank you that you're our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go in peace, go on the knowledge that you're a winner in Jesus Christ.